The history of rock and roll continues with Bill Haley.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, 'cause I'm a hungry man. I said, shake, rattle and roll. 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 Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. Wearing those dresses, your head done up so nice. You look so warm, but your heart is cold as ice. I can look at you, tell you don't love me no more. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong, and now I know. The more I work, the faster my money goes. I said, shake, rattle and roll. 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 Well, you never do nothing to save your doggone soul.
In 1954, Shake, Rattle, and Roll was rock's first million seller and the first top 10 hit for a legendary pioneer rock and roll band, the Comets, led by Bill Haley.
The Comets and myself had been working as a country and western band around the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, and I had done quite a bit of work down in the New Orleans area and was a great fan of a lot of the great rhythm and blues artists of those days, and had developed sort of a style singing these type songs with a country and western band, and not realizing that we had something that was going to change the music business. We started to make records in 1951 for Essex Records in Philadelphia, and the first was a thing called Rocket 88, which was a regional hit for us then. In 1952 we had We're Gonna Rock This Joint Tonight, and in 1952 I wrote a tune called Rock a Beatin' Boogie. The original song started out with the lyric, rock, 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 everybody, roll, 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 everybody.
A boogie, you make it sweet. You get the rock a beat and boogie, rock a beat and boogie beat. Well, the rock a beat and boogie, B-O-G-I-E.
1 year after composing Rock a Beat and Boogie, Bill Haley made the big time, the national top 15, with one of the very first real rock and roll records.
Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Oh man, that music's gone, gone. Said crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Oh man, that music's gone, gone. When I go out and I want a treat, find me a band with a solid beat. Take my chick and we dance about. When they start rocking, boy, we start shouting, shouting. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy.
crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. Go, 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 everybody. Go, 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 everybody. Go, 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 everybody. Go, 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 go. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. Said crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy. Man, that music's gone, gone. They play it soft, they play it strong. They play it wild and they play it long. They just keep playing till they break a day. To keep them rocking on, you gotta say it's crazy man. Crazy man, crazy. Crazy man, crazy.
Crazy Man Crazy. It captured the three main elements of Bill Haley music. Country boogie-woogie, Dixieland, and old-style rhythm and blues.
In those days, we would record just about anywhere. Our original hit songs like Crazy Man Crazy and Rock the Joint, things like this, were recorded in a radio station studio and just with one engineer. And after rock and roll started to catch on and we had other artists helping us out with it, we started to record in New York City, the big time, and we got some better studios then.
R-O-C-K, rock.
What made me be a performer? Gee, I don't know. I guess that I've always been stage struck since I was a kid. I got my first guitar at the age of 5. I took guitar lessons until I was about 7. I guess I was always a ham. My mother played piano, my dad mandolin. I loved to be on the stage. I used to enter all the amateur contests, and I used to be a yodeler back in those days, and I used to be known as Silver Yodeling Bill Haley. But then as I grew older, I got into trying to develop my own style of music.
Strauss discovered waltz. The handyman found the blues. And the Haley came along with a rocking song. R-O-C.
The very thing that set it apart is what rock and roll music is. It is not rhythm and blues music. It's not country and western music. It's not jazz. It's a combination of these things. I would say that rock and roll, as we know it today, the pure type rock was a faster type music with a good hard 2-4 beat with happy lyrics. The original things like See You Later, Alligator, and You Hit the Wrong Note, Billy Goat, and Razzle Dazzle, and Rock Around the Clock, things like this were happy type lyric, but it's a combination of rhythm and blues and country and western music.
On April 12, 1954, Bill Haley and the Comets assembled on Manhattan's West Side. There, on stage, in a deserted ballroom, they recorded what the Guinness Book of World Records called the top-selling pop single of all time.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4. five, six, and seven. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong.
It all happened so fast for the Comets and myself that we didn't really have time to think, because from 1954 until 1960, for 6 years, we hardly ever got out of a hotel room. And the great surge of rock and roll in that time was so fantastic, and they kept us traveling around the world quite a bit. But of course, we were all very proud to be making movies and doing television and things like this. And up to this date, we've sold a little over 70 million records.
But Bill Haley's story didn't end in 1960. In 1974, the original Rock Around the Clock, out 20 years before to the very day, became a top 40 hit all over again. Next, we move on from Bill Haley to what many people consider the birthplace of rock and roll, where rhythm and blues and country music merged. 706 Union Avenue in Memphis. We'll explore the distinctive sound of that address in a moment when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll moves on to Follow the Sun, Sun Records of Memphis, the home of rockabilly and the legendary Sun Sound.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue. Me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoe, don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
Suede Shoes, the first million seller ever released on Sun Records, recorded and written by Carl Perkins.
This was in 1955, somewhere around the 5th day of December. Got up one morning about 3 o'clock and wrote it down. I never forget it, on a brown paper sack. But anyway, actually wasn't describing a pair of shoes. I was a country boy proud of a pair of blue suede, and I didn't want them stepped on. And it was the first record to ever be number one in all three categories of music. That is country and western, pop, and rhythm and blues.
Carl Perkins' number one record was later remade by both Elvis and Johnny Rivers. The sound of Carl Perkins was a sound of rockabilly, and in the 50s, the sound of rockabilly emerged largely from 706 Union Avenue in Memphis, the home of Sun Records, where a lot of artists got their start on the granddaddy label of country rock.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on.
Great balls of fire.
That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right.
We were getting a very unusual sound.
Sam Phillips, founder of Sun Records.
Some people described it as the most ragged sound that ever heard in the world, and others described it as the most elegant, great sound that they'd ever heard in their life. I think one of our main contributions was to make the people feel relaxed, and we try to make each artist feel this way, is that, man, just feel like you're at home in the bathroom. And believe you me, I still think this is where you can get your best sounds.
Sun Records was a starting point for many country rock stars. Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Charlie Rich, Roy Orbison, and a certain 19-year-old truck driver. Sam Phillips talked about the early days.
Sun Records started out like most labels did in those days, having to do all of the basic fundamental work from recording the artist right on through peddling the record, so to speak. Direct promotion, very limited staff. And, of course, for about 3 years after we started, I was doing practically all of that myself.
One of the first important artists to sign with Sun was a former appliance salesman from Kingsland, Arkansas, Johnny Cash.
In 1956, I was backstage at a concert with Carl Perkins and Elvis and myself. Carl Perkins had written Blue Suede Shoes. And I told Carl, I said, I believe I'll just write a good song tonight. So I got my guitar in the dressing room, and before I went on the stage, I'd finished, I walked the line, and in the car after the concert that night, on the way to Tyler, Texas, I sang I Walked the Line for Carl Perkins. And I sang it as a slow ballad because that's the way I'd written it. When I got into the studio, Sam Phillips wanted the tempo up, and he wanted that boom chicka scratching sound on my rhythm guitar. So that's the way we recorded it, and it came out on the radio station. They started playing it. I started hearing it in Florida when I was down there on tour. I didn't like it. I didn't like the sound at all. I called Sam Phillips. I said, please don't make any more of those I Walk the Line records. Don't send out any more. That's not the way I wrote the song. And he said, well, he said, son, give it a chance. He said, you're not the one that's going to make the decision on whether or not it's going to be a hit. Now it's the people that are listening. He said, give them time to decide on whether or not they like I Walk the Line. Well, in about 2 weeks, I started really liking I Walk the Line.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Thank you. can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I Walk the Line was credited to Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two, a pair of backup musicians Johnny found working as mechanics in a Memphis garage.
A lot of country music artists were using voices on their record, and it was causing quite a stir. There was a big controversy over it. The dyed-in-the-wool country fans didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear voices and violins and this and that. And they were right. They were right to a great extent, because people were putting voices and violins on songs that didn't belong on there, you know, and it sounded like they're trying to make something else out of a country song, and then a lot of times it damaged the authenticity and the beauty and the simplicity of the country songs to put those voices on there. But one day I went into the studio, and Jack Clement, who was working for Sam Phillips at the time, well, that day he came in and he said, I've got two songs, one I've written for you and one I've written for Marty Robbins. And he sang Ballad of a Teenage Queen and Guess Things Happen That Way. And so I did Ballad of a Teenage Queen just with my little group, and he played flat top guitar. And then he said, now I want to hit you with a strange request, strange for you, something you've never done. And I said, what's that? And he said, I want to put voices on Ballad of a Teenage Queen. And I said, well, let's think about that. I'm not sure you're right about that. But he played it back and he said, now listen to this. The song starts off, the voices would say, dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl you've ever seen. He did that halfway through the song. I said, you're right, you're right. I said, the voices will make the song. It's important to help tell the story. I said, now there's a case where voices belong on a country music record.
Dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
There's a story in our town of the prettiest girl around. Golden hair and eyes of blue. How those eyes could flash at you.
How those eyes could flash at you.
Boys hung around her by the school, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, prettiest girl we've ever seen.
She was tops and all they said, it never once went to her head. She had everything it seemed, not a care this teenage queen.
Not a care this teenage queen.
Other boys could offer more, but she loved the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, you should be a movie queen.
He would marry her next spring, save his money, bought a ring. Then one day a movie scout came to town to take her out.
Came to town to take her out.
Hollywood could offer more, so she left the boy next door working at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, see you on the movie screen.
Very soon she was a star, pretty house and shining cars, swimming pool and a fence around, but she missed her old hometown.
But she missed her old hometown.
All the world was at her door, all except the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Dream on, teenage queen, saddest girl we've ever seen.
Then one day the teenage star sold her house and all her cars, gave up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door who worked at the candy store.
Now this story has some more. You'll hear it all at the candy store.
Ballad of a Teenage Queen. It not only popularized voices on country rock records, but signaled a musical trend, the broadening of country's appeal by integrating more and more elements of traditional pop. Next, a man behind a pumping piano when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues with Jerry Lee Lewis.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. To Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let in love what I thought it was funny. You came along and wooed me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails out and I twitch all my thumbs. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. That you're trying to kill me, and I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Great balls of fire.
Jerry Lee Lewis and Great Balls of Fire.
Jerry came in. He was determined that he was going to get on the Sun record label. If he had to come to Memphis and camp in front of our doorstep, week in and week out. The first audition tape was cut by Jack Clement. I was in Florida at the time. When I came back, I heard the tape. And I said, man, this is exactly what we're looking for because everybody's picking guitars. Now, here's a guy that's really got some prowess as a pianist.
My name is Jerry Lee Lewis, I come from Louisiana. I'm gonna do you a little boogie on this here piano. Do it mighty fine, I'm gonna make it shake it. I'll make it do it until you break it. It's called a Lewis boogie, any Lewis way. Lord, I do my little boogie woogie every day.
This is the voice of Jerry Lee Lewis.
Well, I come down from Faraday, Louisiana, auditioned for Jack Clement at Sun Records and Sam Phillips. And I think at the time we were recording there, we had Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Billy C. Riley, Roy Orbison. I had some good artists at Sun Records at the time, and things were going real good, and then we recorded some albums, and of course, we come out with the following record, a whole lot of shaking going on.
Jerry Lee Lewis and the record that made him a star.
Well, we did the song at a nightclub over in Osceola, Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken, and we ran through it once just to get the level on it. And Jack Clement was handling the controls and everything at the time, A&R session. So we recorded a whole lot of shaking going on. And we took one take on it, and that was the take that we released on the record.
I'm all over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I said, come all over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking it. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the corner. Woo, huh? Come on over, baby. Well, they got the bull by the horn. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake it, baby, shake it. Let it shake, make it shake. Come on over.
Thank you.
chicken in the barn. Who's born was born, my born. Come on over, baby. Well, I got your bull by the horn. We ain't making a whole lot of shaking going on. Easy now, shake it. Oh, shake it, baby. Yeah. You can shake it one time for me.
Hit a hitter has to come over, baby. Oh, Lord, shake it going on.
Now let's get real low one time now. Shake it, baby, shake it. All you gotta do, honey, is kind of stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's when you got some. Yeah.
Baby, oh,
now let's go one time. Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Ooh, shake it, baby. Come on, baby. Shake it, baby, shake it. Come on up. Oh, lot of shaking going on.
Jerry Lee Lewis and a whole lot of shaking going on.
Well, Jerry Lee, in his vein, is probably one of the greatest musicians that's ever sat down at the keyboard. In addition to being a very unusual and talented vocalist, he can sing any type of song, all the way from the old Jimmy Rogers type of music, and I'm talking about the country Jimmy Rogers, right on up to the greatest rhythm and blues type numbers, and just plain good old country hillbilly and folk music all in between, and he does them all with equal ability, in my opinion.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar, all the cats are at the high school rocking. Honey, get your bopping shoes, for the jukebox blow the fuse. Hey, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, a bopping at the high school hop.
Bopping at the high school hop, taking at the high school hop. Hopping at the high school hop, rocking at the high school hop.
Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing,
bobbing at the high school hop.
Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. Well, my heart's a beating rhythm and my feet are moving smooth and alive. Well, bobbing at the high school hop, bobbing at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bobbing, everybody rocking, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go! Gonna give you some good news. Look at here, sweet mama, that's a burn off my shoe. Hey, my heart to beat the rhythm of my soul, it's singing the blue. Well, I'm popping at the high school hop, popping at the high school hop, jumping at the high school hop, been rolling at the high school hop. Well, everybody hopping, everybody's bobbing, bobbing at the high school hop. Now let's go!
High School Confidential, the title theme from Jerry Lee Lewis's first motion picture.
I always liked a lot of boogie-woogie type piano, and I used to listen to a lot of the older records by people. I never did know who their names were. I just used to listen to boogie-woogie piano. And, of course, I was a big Hank Williams fan. And Red Foley, he was one of my favorite. And Little Richard and Chuck Berry and Elvis Presley. And I taught myself how to play the piano. I done my first engagement when I was about 13 at Ford Motor Company when they brought out the new 1949 Fords. Then I came to Memphis,
put out my first record, A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, and Great Balls of Fire, Breathless, High School Confidential, all million sellers. You went again. We done real good at Sun Records.
You to help me, let police don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love comes a tumbling down. You leave me breathless. Well, I shake all over, and you know why. I'm sure it's love, honey, and that's no lie. Cause when you call my name, you know I burn like wood in flame. You leave me breathless. Ooh, baby. Ooh, crazy. You're much too much. Honey, I can't love you enough. It's all right to hold on tight. But we need you to love me right. Don't be shy. This love was meant for you and I. Wind, rain, sleet or snow, I'm gonna be wherever you go. You have left me breathless. You and I, wind, rain, sleet or snow, I'm going to be big wherever you go. You leave me breathless.
Breathless, one of the finest examples of pure roots rockabilly. A nervous, up-tempo kind of music accentuated on the offbeat and propelled by a distinctive slapping bass. It was spontaneous, informal, and intensely exciting. And Jerry Lee Lewis epitomized its careless confidence better than anyone. The company he worked for, Sun Records of Memphis, was the only important rock and roll label to produce virtually no other kind of music. Their distinctive brand of rockabilly, blues-inspired and bluegrass-based, served as a model for later refinement by the Beatles, Elton John, and Creedence Clearwater Revival. In a moment, Sun Records' greatest star, a hillbilly cat who sold more than 600 million records in his lifetime. The story of the king of rock and roll is next, when we continue. Elvis Aaron Presley, born January 8, 1935 in Tupelo, Mississippi. Died August 16, 1977 in Memphis, Tennessee. The king of rock and roll, dead at the age of 42. Elvis, the man, the legend. Even the word superstar can't really express the impact of the boy from Mississippi who transformed American music. He changed the way a whole generation thought about themselves. He changed society. He touched the emotions of millions of people throughout the world. He changed the course of musical history. He affected us all. Rock stars like Elton John, Paul McCartney, and Bob Dylan have all acknowledged that a lot of their musical inspiration was Elvis. This is his story, his words, and his music.
I happened to come along at a time in the music business where there was no trend. I was lucky. I mean, the people were looking for something different, and I was lucky. I came along just in time.
Tall, lanky, with long sideburns, flashy clothes, and a cocky grin, he came out of the Deep South and became the symbol of an entire generation. It started in Tupelo, Mississippi, where Elvis sang in the church choir. The Presleys weren't well-to-do, but when he was 12 years old, his father gave him a $12 guitar. That guitar was to make him perhaps the biggest star the world has ever seen. From Tupelo, the Presleys moved to Memphis, where Elvis graduated from high school. He went to work as a truck driver, but his singing continued. And when he was 18 years old, Elvis went to Sun Records, a Memphis recording studio, and that's where he met Sam Phillips.
Well, I think everybody knows that Elvis came in to make a record for his mother on her birthday. Although I'm sure Elvis would admit he's not a great guitar picker, but he had a style and everything vocally that I thought was real outstanding. I think the real thing that made him distinctive was that he took That's All Right, Mama, and that was an old Arthur Big Boy Crudup record that had been out on Victor for many years. And I think everybody had just about forgotten it, but somehow or another we had tried everything else, and we were about to give up, and he came up with the idea that he knew this particular selection, and so he gave us a very unusual rendition of it.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right. That's all right.
That's All Right, Mama. It was the very first Elvis record ever released. It went to number 3 on the Memphis Hit Parade, but it was not a national hit. Carl Perkins, who wrote Blue Suede Shoes, remembers Elvis.
Elvis had started on Sun Records about a month or thereabouts. I had heard his first record, That's All Right, Mama, and just really dug it. He was just so completely different that there's no question he did open a tremendous field for all of the guys who came along after us. We were very, very lucky to have such an outstanding guy as Elvis to be one of the very first to record our type of music.
The next step for Elvis came with some help from country singer Hank Snow and an ex-carnival operator named Colonel Tom Parker, the man who was to guide Elvis's entire career. Hank Snow recalls how they got Elvis a spot in the Grand Ole Opry.
The Colonel and I formed our own agency here in Nashville, and it was our agency that brought Elvis to the Opry for the first time. The only appearance he ever made on the Opry, and of course he was just new then, outside of a few spots in Texas. And he didn't do too much on the Opry. I mean, they didn't go over it at all. But then the Colonel and I started booking our own tours and financing our own tours, and then we took Elvis with us on tour. We did four tours all together. And, of course, then you could see with one eye that Presley was really going to become dynamite. He stopped every show we played and did a fabulous job. I remember what we were paying him at the time, too, $250 a week.
Well, I heard you that's good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard you news that's a good to rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty lotty man. I heard you news that's good to rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the barn. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all my blues. I heard the news, there's good to rockin' tonight.
Rockin' Tonight, that was Elvis in 1954. Early in 1955, Elvis made a movie with a man who was to become one of his good friends, Pat Boone.
Well, I met Elvis the first time in Cleveland, 1955. I think it was August. We'd both flown in to be part of a documentary film that they were doing on the life of Bill Randall, who was the nation's number one disc jockey right then. And Bill had been very good to me. And my current record, it was my second record, Ain't That a Shame, was on its way up the charts, on the way to number one. And Elvis had come in from Louisiana by way of Memphis, and nobody knew him yet, really, except some country music fans. But Bill Randall met me at the airport and told me that he had this new guy on the show with me that night. He'd be going on before me, and he said he's going to be a big star. I said, who's that? He says, Elvis Presley. Well, the name sounded funny to me, but I'd seen it on some country jukeboxes in Texas, and I thought Bill was wacky because, you know, this was the heyday of rock and roll. How could a hillbilly singer make it? And he went on stage, and nobody knew him, but he created an excitement, and I could tell that I probably would never want to follow him again.
Also in August of 1955, Elvis Presley's fifth and final single for Sun Records.
Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line.
Well, it's bringing my baby, cause she's my all-mine, she's my all-mine.
Mystery Train. That was 1955, and even then, Elvis was attracting imitators. One was Conway Twitty.
When I got out of the Army in 1956, I'd been in Japan for a year, and when I got back to the States, the first record I heard was a song called Mystery Train by Elvis Presley. Nice. And this new thing was starting right around Memphis, Tennessee, where I lived. And I thought, boy, I think I'll give this a try.
Even as Mystery Train was climbing the charts, other record companies had begun to take more than a passing interest in Elvis. He wasn't selling many records, but his personal appearances were drawing huge crowds. Elvis seemed to have something special, a magnetism, a manner, a certain magic. Atlantic Records offered $25,000 for Elvis, but RCA offered $35,000, plus $5,000 for Elvis himself, which he promptly spent on his first Cadillac. So on January 5th, 1956, Elvis entered the RCA studios in Nashville. The result was a record 2 minutes and 8 seconds long that changed the music business. We'll hear that record in just a moment.